producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I hope you guys are having an awesome, awesome holiday weekend. Unfortunately, or holiday weekend, I mean holiday period, okay? We're, you know, coming into the crux, the juiciest part of the holidays, which is awesome. I mean, for us, in terms of, you know, the camaraderie and the jubilations and the parties, unfortunately, we got a lot of health risks. And we've talked about the heart, we've talked about the lungs, we've talked about hypothermia, which is another thing we need to discuss. But binge drinking. Got a study on binge drinking that's out. And especially since a lot of people have Christmas parties this weekend, thought this would be something smart to talk about. The CDC defines binge drinking as drinking five or more drinks for men or four or more women in a short period of time, roughly 2 hours. Experts have warned that binge drinking is bad for our health. You know, we've talked about this. There was always that debate. If you have a glass of wine or a little bit of alcohol every day versus if you take half of that alcohol throughout the week and drink it all at once on a Saturday, that's worse for you than the little bit each day. You know, same thing with blood pressure. If your blood pressure naturally is, you know, going up a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, it seems to be less dangerous than you being normal and then spiking all the time. The body doesn't seem to like that. Well, scientists are warning that consuming chronic quantities of alcohol in short time periods is worse than they once feared. They say regular binge drinking combined with chronic alcohol consumption really puts you up a creek. Increases a person's risk of quote-unquote tremendous liver damage. And they say excessive alcohol consumption is a global public health issue. In the U.S., binge drinking is the most common form. They said so common that the CDC and prevention reports 1 in 6 adults binge drinks 4 times each month. 1 in 6. And I don't want to say the word gets drunk on the weekend, but binge drinks. Okay, remember, 5 or more for a guy, 4 or more for women. Woman, we were talking about Christmas parties, okay? And some people are like, okay, well, that's not me. I don't drink like that. I don't drink like that. Okay, let's look at a game, well, you know, a football game, or let's look at a Christmas party, okay? You walk in. Say you walk into any party. And so, well, sometimes they're fancy, where there is, you know, a butler there holding a glass of champagne. Oh, yeah, I like champagne. Yeah, that's all classy. Because they're not very classy, and I never get champagne. Yeah, I'll take one of those. Dr. Dahlia, please wipe your mouth. Your McDonald's hamburger is still on your lips. I'll wipe my mouth. You got a napkin with that champagne? Any cocktail dogs? No, just, ma'am, just please wipe your mouth and enjoy your champagne. There's a red thing floating in my champagne. Yes, ma'am, those are berries. Berries in the champagne? Yes. Wow, that's some pretty classy stuff. I'm going to get my vitamin C. I bet if I eat all these berries, I'll finally be able to poop. You know, sir, you please don't explain. I haven't taken a dump in almost 3 weeks. Maybe you should give me a couple of those champagne glass thingies. They're called flutes. Flutes. Hey, a flute could really disimpact me. Ma'am, please, move on. You're holding up the line. No. Wait a second. You had me really intrigued. You had me at berries. Okay, how many berries can I hear? Let me take some of the berries from this one over here and put it into mine because I want as many. Hold on, let me drink some of this off because it's turned over. Hold on. Good. Okay, now I got some room for more berries here. Let me mix the two. Ma'am, please. Okay. So anyway, you know, we've all been there. Okay. So you walk into the party, and then you're given a champagne flute. Okay. So there's the one. Okay, and so that, you kind of drink, and you're like, oh, this is nice, you know, a little bitter, a little, okay, good, good, good. Okay, and you're walking around, you're like, that's good. Okay, meanwhile, you know, your friends are over there in the corner going, hey, come on over here, come on over here, come on, Dr. Dolly, get over here. Okay, so you kind of walk over there, and you know, you got the champagne, and they're like, look, you know, come here, we're doing shots. I'm like, I just got here. I mean, I walked through the door 45 seconds ago. They go, well, hurry up with that drink so you could do, you know, a shot or two. Well, okay, not that I like doing shots, but this is for example, okay? So I finish the flute, I put that down, and then okay, fine, we'll do a shot. Boom. Okay, that's already two drinks. And it's been a minute and a half into the party. Okay? Then you walk around, then you go and you get something to eat, and then you're on the dance floor, you know, and then your boss is over. You go, hey, 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 we're doing a toast. We're doing a toast. We're doing a toast. Okay, I cannot have the boss not see me do the toast. Somebody grab me a drink and fast. And you go try to find that butler, but the butler's trying to run away. I quit, ma'am. Thank you. No, don't quit. Come on, give me one more of those tambourine saxophone thingies. They're called flutes. Yes, give me one of those. And you get that, and you're like, I'm here for the toast, okay. And then you do the toast. That's three drinks within the first 45 minutes. Okay, now you start to feel a little buzz. You're on the dance floor. You're this. You know, hey, come on, I'll buy you a drink. You did such a good job on that, you know, report, and you did such a good job at that meeting. You know, I owe you one. Let me go get you a drink. All right, I'll go get you a drink. And there you are. You're at your four. That's how simple and easy it is to get to that. And that was, what, an hour? Under an hour? Okay, now, you know, luckily I don't like alcohol that much, and I don't like shots, and I don't, but, you know, this is how easy it is. Look at the game. Okay, and everybody's coming over for the game, and I think it's going to be Dallas and Jets. I got to check that out on what time. Don't worry, predictions for those. All right, so you come in, you sit down, go, did I miss the game? No, they haven't even done the Star Spangled Banner. Okay, here, go ahead, grab a beer, sit down, grab some food, it's about to start. Grab a beer, okay, then, you know, first quarter, you go and grab something else, go, and, you know, you're done, and then second quarter, halftime, third quarter, fourth quarter, very easily to go through four drinks. Very easily. Okay, I don't like beer, so, again, no problem for me. So, you know, we're talking about major liver damage. Professor Shivendra Shukla, the Margaret Proctor Mulligan Professor of Medical Pharmacology and Physiology, says heavy binge drinking by those who habitually consume alcohol is the most common cause of liver damage. So for those of you that already drink, plus then you drink more, you got a problem. Real bad liver. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Here we are, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I love taking your calls and your questions. Even though you could call the answer line at 1-877-DOC-DALI, you could always email us at drdahlia.com. And Michael writes, I have Medicaid. And the average time it takes to get in with a doctor is over 1 month. When I offer to pay cash, no clinic will take it. Which clinics will take cash? This is interesting. I wish you could call because I have a lot of questions to ask you. I'd like to know, you know, what state you live in and where this is happening. But you're not the first person that's brought this up. Okay, we were talking about how Medi-Cal, I believe there's a lawsuit, a discrimination lawsuit that's occurring because a lot of Latinos can't get in because they have the Medi-Cal, Medicaid equivalent in California, and they have a much difficult time getting in. whereas people with private insurance, they claim and are able to get into doctors that take those insurances, yet there's not enough doctors taking Medi-Cal, Medicaid. And this is something that we all predicted when Obamacare, rolled out. You could expand Medicaid to, thousands of people to get them coverage, which is a nice and smart thing to do. But if you don't have a means and places for them to go, that's an issue. But what's even more interesting is here's Michael wanting to pay cash. Go, look, forget about the Medicaid. Just take the money. And the clinic won't take it. Here's the thing. A clinic should not, if you call them up and you go, hi, I have Medicaid. All right, well, it's going to take 4 weeks. Although, wait a second. Forget about the Medicaid. I'll pay cash. Oh, we could get you in today. The clinic can't do that. So my guess is if they don't have an opening for 4 weeks, it's regardless of your insurance. If you're offering to pay cash and they're like, no, we can't. My guess is, okay, they just don't have an opening. But the other issue, too, is I don't think you're allowed to charge a patient cash for services if you're a Medicaid provider. You can get in trouble. And so if the person has Medicaid, you can't charge them. So here you are trying to offer cash, and the government does not allow a doctor to charge them. I don't even think a non-Medicaid provider can even collect the cash. I'm not sure what those rules are. So you having Medicaid limits you to only going to Medicaid providers, which really limits your chance to get in if most Medicaid providers are completely slammed with patients. It's really hard. What we're going to have to do, and it's not the way the government wants us to do healthcare, is what we're going to have to do is limit the patients coming into any clinic by making sure they have a lot of do-it-yourself, which is why we're also going to probably be seeing more and more telemedicine expanded. It's not the best way to do medicine, but I got to tell you, it's something they could do. In the meantime, I see these clinics. I hear what my patients are saying. Standing room only. Hours and hours of waiting. Your kid is sick with an ear infection. I remember getting an ear infection and how painful that was. All right? I can't sit for 5 minutes in that kind of pain, let alone 4-5 hours. And, a good medical office will turn you down. I think it's a big mistake, and I sometimes make that mistake where I'm like, fine, they need to get in, fine. But it hurts the other patients. Yesterday I had to put my foot down. We had a lady that called, non-emergent. If it was emergent, we always say go to the ER. And we did. I'll go, you're calling like it's an emergency, and you're kind of calling about something that, you're having some foot pain. We're full. I got patients, lining up. I have to leave at a certain time. I can't take any more today. We'll get you in tomorrow, which is pretty good considering most average times during the, flu season is 3 weeks. I go, we'll get you in tomorrow, but if it's an emergency, you got to go to the ER. You're a new patient to us. I wish I knew more about your medical history. We just can't. She slammed. Okay, so that's what the staff said. Well, she goes, I'm going to show up anyway because if I show up, the doctor has to see me. So she shows up. So it's like 4 o'clock, and I still have half dozen patients to see. We have still people, and she's demanding that she get seen. I go, do you want us to call you at an ambulance? No. You need to see me. I go, wait, I can see you tomorrow. You can either go to the hospital, I can see you tomorrow, but I got patients back there. No. I'm just going to stay until you see me. Okay, this stuff doesn't fly. This doesn't fly, and it wasn't emergent. I don't want to go too much into detail about what was going on. It wasn't an STD. It wasn't that you needed a morning after. It was something that could have waited. But from what I understand, when she talked to the nurses earlier, she had something to do. So her only day off was that day. I'm supposed to put my other patients, keep my other patients waiting and put them at risk. I mean, I had some serious stuff going on in the back. It's very frustrating. In the olden days, I would just stay and keep the place open at 8 till 8 o'clock at night. But you can't do that. Not when staff have to leave. A lot of every one of my staff members have kids. They got to go pick up the kids up at school. I guess there was a recent threat at our school district. The schools didn't have to be closed, but we were made aware of that. So, no, we have to close up shop and, not happening. But I hate to see people in that panic. I understand how frustrating it is to wait 4 full weeks. She was frustrated waiting the next day and actually make an appointment for the next day. So I understand people's frustrations. It stinks. When I want something now. All right, but when it's not emergent, there's only so much you can do. So what are we going to do if our Medicaid facilities are that behind, are that slammed? All right, and they don't want to put other patients at risk over, staffing. I think I was hearing cases of our DMV where they'd let you grab a number, then let you wait, but then at the end of the day, you leave, even if you didn't get seen. Okay, I don't want to do that in a clinic setting. Okay, fine, we'll get you in, but then when we close at 5, doors, you all go. I don't want to do that. They might as well go and, get seen in an urgent care or whatever. And the reason why I send to an emergency room is if they are having chest pain or they think they're having an emergency where they have to be seen that day, then go, no, I don't want to go to the ER because I'll have to pay too much money. Well, then see us tomorrow. No, I can't tomorrow. Oh, so frustrated. I was at my wit's end. But we need to have means where the diabetics, the cholesterol patients, the blood pressure patients, we need to make sure that we have some sort of a system so that they don't run out of their medicines and have to panic at the last minute. We need to have more clinics. Okay, that's a real big issue. We don't have enough clinics. And in order to have clinics, you need more doctors. You need more nurse practitioners. You need more physician assistants. Okay, where are the incentives, all right, to, entice people to go into the medical community? Young people know that being a doctor is one of the crappiest, professions to be in right now. You get crapped on, you get underpaid, you get sued, you get audited, you get ripped on in the media. What? Somebody's not going to borrow a couple $100,000 to go and do that. There's more lucrative jobs out there that give you a lot more respect. I think a doctor got beat up in my neck of the woods. I don't know, some random person starts to shoot the office and beat up the doctor. Doctors' lives are in jeopardy all the time. And we don't have any protection. We don't have any armed guards. So, how do we have more clinics? Okay, well, I think there's a lot of things we could do. Okay, why doesn't the government, I've talked about this millions of times, take 1/1,000th of all the millions and billions of dollars they spend promoting Obamacare and IRS agents and all the other government employees to make Obamacare work and put that money into every single city and open up a couple clinics? We could get big donors to donate the MRI or the CAT scan, and then they could have a wing of the clinic named after them. There's always big donors that love to have their name on the clinic or name on the wall. All right, so a lot of things could be donated, and then the government hires doctors and hires nurse practitioners or PAs to administer care. We get a lot more of these clinics, a lot more, and then let's make medical school a little cheaper. Don't make it shorter. I don't think you could condense medical school much shorter, okay? Because, we need experience, and we need time, and we need to be seasoned, okay? But make it a little cheaper to entice people. Or, let them know that when they get out, they're not going to be told what to do. I understand a government-hired doctor may run that risk of being told what to do, but let them know that they will have autonomy, that they're not going to be robots, that they're not going to have to prescribe based on, what an insurance company will allow, that they'll get to, use the tools that they were taught, use the instinct and order the tests that they want. Again, the clinics are going to have the MRI, the clinics are going to have the CAT scans, the clinics are going to have the ultrasounds. And there's a way to do this and do it smartly. And unfortunately, it's not happening that way. Okay, when we come back, let's hit some more medical news. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to send your questions to drdahlia@hotmail.com, drdahlia@hotmail.com. Don't go away.
Speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to the Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen, and Tom, who is working the dials. Thank you all so much for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Okay, so we talked about outbreaks. This is interesting. Apparently, they've rated states, according to Outbreak News Today. And a new report has found that more than half of states score a 5 or lower out of 10 key indicators related to preventing detecting, diagnosing, and responding to outbreaks. The report from Trust for America's Health and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation concluded that the United States must redouble efforts to better protect the country from new infectious disease threats like MERS, all right, Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome, COVID, and antibiotic-resistant superbugs, and resurging illnesses like whooping cough, tuberculosis, gonorrhea. They say five states got the top score. Bravo. Delaware, Kentucky, Maine, New York, and Virginia. Well done. They achieved 8 out of 10 indicators. Seven states, Idaho, Kansas, Michigan, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, and Utah, tied for the lowest score at 3 out of 10. They say the overuse of antibiotics, the underuse of vaccinations, along with unstable and insufficient funding, have left major gaps in our country's ability to prepare for infectious disease threats. According to Executive Director TFAH, we cannot afford to continue to be complacent. Infectious disease, which are largely preventable, disrupt the lives of millions of Americans and contribute to billions of dollars at unnecessary health costs each year. You know, guys, and I know, you know, you're like, okay, really the whole state? Okay, there's response times, and there are programs that we like to look at to see how much we are having infectious disease a priority. That's what I think they're kind of, you know, looking at. So, like healthcare-associated infections. They say around 1 out of every 25 people who are hospitalized each year contracts a healthcare-associated infection, and leading to some 75,000 deaths a year. Only 9 states reduced the standardized infection ratio for central line-associated bloodstream infections. So when you have to put in a central line, because IVs can only last a few days, central lines can last longer, and those are if you're they're going to be there longer, you know, like a you know, in the ICU or if they're in a coma, etc. Okay, we want to limit the amount of infections that those get. And again, you know, you put something in that's sterile and you sterilize the body before you do it. But again, I mean, you know, there's microscopic stuff, there's air, there's only so much you could do. Childhood vaccinations was another factor they looked at. In 2014, there were more than 600 cases of measles and nearly 33,000 cases of whooping cough reported. That's how you pronounce it, like whooping cough. Whoop, whoop, there it is. Okay. And while more than 90% of all U.S. kindergartners receive the recommended vaccinations, rates are lower in certain communities and states, so then they get bad scores. More than 28% of preschoolers do not receive all recommended vaccinations. 20 states have laws that either exclude philosophical exemptions entirely or require a parental notarization or affidavit to achieve a religious or philosophical exemption for school attendance. I remember it used to be a lot harder for people in my state to be exempt. You had to get something from the church. You had to get something from the doctor. And, you know, now, then it started to really lighten up and loosen up. And, you know, we've talked about the vaccine issue. Trust me. All right, you know, no bones about it. Okay, vaccines are safe, and the safety of them have been proven over and over and over again. However, I understand that there's the once in a blue moon issue that can happen, and when that happens, everybody knows about it. Or you have a lot of anecdotal cases where people are saying, "Look, my child was normal until they got the vaccine," and those types of stories scare the hell out of parents, and we don't have any science to reproduce that. So I don't want to ignore it, okay, you know, because, you know, my parents are scared. You know, parents come in, they're scared, they're concerned. But I also don't want a kid running around not getting vaccinated if the issue that these anecdotal stories are discussing is not really vaccine-related. All right, you know, I told you I have 4 nieces and nephews in the family that are on different levels of the autism spectrum. You know, and I asked my family member, I'm like, you know, look, I mean, do you think it was vaccines? And they're like, well, no. I mean, look, all 4 of them. Come on. You know, there's got to be a gene, you know, something from somewhere, you know, transferred down in the family. So, you know, there's ways to tell and genetically, you know, prove that certain diseases are caused by genes. But, you know, when you hear, you know, people claiming that they got a side effect from this, you know, there's a doctor in town that, I don't want to mention his name, who claimed that when he got the flu shot, he came down with Guillain-Barré. Now Guillain-Barré is a neurological disorder. Then he had to be put on steroids and he's left with like a foot drop, you know, a neurological deficit, but luckily, you know, he still obviously functions really, really well. But, you know, he said he can't get the flu shot anymore. And, you know, even though studies have proven that flu shots do not cause Guillain-Barré, he had some sort of a reaction that caused him to go into Guillain-Barré. And so, I'm for flu shots. I recommend it all the time. I recommend, getting your vaccines. But I think we in the medical community, as well as the states, we need to figure out how to deal with these concerns that people have. It's very hard to ask a parent to bring their healthy child in for 6 vaccines at a time. It's very, we are finding it being more and more difficult to do, and you have a lot of distrust. Parents distrust pharmaceutical companies. Parents distrust the government. Parents distrust, and they don't want to take a healthy baby and do something to it, even though you and I know that it'll keep the baby healthier, because getting polio or, measles or pneumonia or meningococcus and meningitis, is deadly. The flu, it's one of those things where you have a lot of cultures and you have a lot of people not buying the whole, do something to a healthy person for prevention. And so we're always going to have that debate. And I'm wondering if the Supreme Court is going to later have to weigh in terms of mandatory vaccination. Flu vaccines based on the severity of the strain. They say the flu can cause 3,000 to 49,000 deaths a year, more than $10 billion in direct medical expenses, and more than $16 billion in lost earnings. 18 states vaccinated at least half of their population, ages 6 months and older, for the seasonal flu from fall 2014 to spring 2015. The national average is 47.1%. Rates are lowest among young and middle-aged adults. Hepatitis C and AIDS. 1.2 Americans are living with HIV. 1.2 million. Almost 1 in 8 don't even know they have it or are infected. Hepatitis C infections on the rise because of heroin and injection drug use also have increased about 150% from 2010 to 2013. They say Washington, D.C. and 16 states explicitly authorized syringe exchange programs. 43 states in Washington, D.C. require reporting all CD4 cell counts and HIV viral load data to their state HIV surveillance program. Then there's food safety issues they have to watch. They say 48 million Americans get sick from foodborne illness each year. 39 states met the national performance target of testing 90% of E. coli 0157, which was the bacteria that they found in the Costco celery onion mix in the rotisserie chicken salad. They have to 90% have testing cases within, met the national target for that. And then, of course, emerging threats like, bioterrorism, disease outbreaks, things like that. 15 states have completed climate change adaptation plans that include impact on human health. By the way, I thought it was really cool. I was watching Fox 5, and I guess they had an Israeli water conservation company, on talking about how Nevada is teaming up with Israel to find ways to save on our water and figure out ways to recycle and reuse such a invaluable resource. So I thought that was pretty, pretty cool, us teaming up with Israel. Way cool. And then superbugs. More than 2 million Americans contract antibiotic resistance infections each year, leading in excess to 23,000 deaths, $20 billion in direct medical costs, and more than $35 billion in lost productivity. So they need to decrease antibiotic overuse, increase vaccination rates, do better disease surveillance, and take stronger measures to avoid hepatitis C and HIV spread. Those were the scores. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
body do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so coffee drinkers are going to like this one. We got another study that says those of you that drink coffee on a regular basis are more likely to be healthy and live long lives. In a 10-year U.S. study, people who drank coffee regularly were less likely to die of not just cancer, but many causes, heart disease, diabetes, than those who didn't drink coffee at all, which would be me because I don't like coffee. The more coffee study participants consumed, the lower the risk of dying. And guess what? Decaf drinkers also showed a similar pattern. They say coffee contains numerous biologically active compounds like phenolic acids, potassium, and caffeine. According to lead author Dr. Erica Lutfield of the National Cancer Institute in Rockville, Maryland, many studies have found that coffee consumption is associated with a lower risk of overall and heart-related mortality. She told Reuters Health, the researchers used data from a previous study on 90,317 adults without cancer or a history of cardiovascular disease who were followed from 1998 through 2009. They had reported their coffee intake along with other dietary and health details at the start of the study. By 2009, 8,700 people had died after accounting for other factors like smoking. They found if you were a coffee drinker, you were less likely to have died during the whole entire study than the non-drinkers. The risk of death was lowest for those who drank 4 to 5 cups of coffee a day. 4 to 5 cups of coffee a day. A similar association was seen among drinkers of decaf as well. Coffee drinkers had a reduced risk of death, but also by flu, pneumonia, chronic respiratory diseases, suicide, and diabetes. But get this. In this study, no relationship with cancer. Wait, didn't they say coffee decreased cancer before, and then this one they didn't? So according to Dr. Lawfield, although coffee drinking may also be inversely associated with incidence of certain cancers like liver and epidemiological studies, we did not observe an association between coffee and overall cancer mortality. This may be because coffee reduces mortality risk for some cancers, but not others. People who consumed 2 or 3 cups of coffee a day had approximately 18% lower risk death during follow-up compared to those who reported drinking no coffee. So 5 cups is 400 milligrams of caffeine. Now, some of you say, well, whoa, that's a lot of caffeine. Isn't that going to mess up? They said the 400 milligrams of caffeine was not associated with any long-term health risks. Moderate caffeine intake, all right, is about half of that, 200 milligrams per day, and that's kind of the max that we recommend for pregnant people, okay, according to the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. So I guess coffee. I don't like the stuff. I don't like it. I don't like drinking coffee, man. I'll drink a little bit of diet soda, and I shouldn't. Drink a little bit of lemonade. I know I shouldn't. New screening program could help reduce ovarian cancer deaths. Yee-haw! We'll finally get to screen for something. Ovarian cancer is one of the lowest relative survival rates 5 years after diagnosis. Pretty scary stuff. But a study published by British researchers suggests a new blood test screening program that could aid in either early detection of the disease or reduce those deaths by about 20%. The study published Thursday in The Lancet followed 200,000 postmenopausal women aged 50 to 74 for 14 years. About 1,200 women were diagnosed with ovarian cancer during that time. About 650 had died of the disease by December 2014 when the trial ended. Early results of this research suggest that women who attended this new annual screening program for ovarian cancer less likely to die than those who took the blood test. Study authors estimated that the test could help prevent 15 ovarian cancer deaths per 10,000 women that are screened between 7 to 11 years. Now, what's the test called? It's called the ROCA. And it detects changes in levels of blood protein called CA125, which is a variable linked to ovarian cancer. We use CA125 as a tumor marker if you have ovarian cancer, and then we start to treat you. We like to watch the CA125 fall. But we have not been allowed to use CA125 as a screen. Researchers said monitoring the ROCA test, changing levels over time, offers a more precise reading of CA125 compared to just a blood test that measures a cutoff. So maybe this is something that we could do. I understand that we're not supposed to be using these types of blood tests, you know, for screens and costs, etc. But I'm sorry. Okay? I mean, we can't in this day and age figure out a way to make it cheaper so we could be running these tests for women so we could find it sooner. According to American Cancer Society, relative 5-year survival rates for ovarian cancer vary, but it's 45% on average for all types. They found and treated before the cancer has metastasized, then maybe we can let you survive. You have a 92% chance of survival. But only 15% of ovarian cancers are even found in that earliest stage. So the key to that is we need to find you early, and we got to figure this out early. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the top 10 vitamin-packed foods that you may want to eat. You know, we really don't talk a lot about healthy foods this time of year. We always talk about don't eat this, don't eat that. All right, well, what are some things you can do to up your immune system and make you strong? All right, so what they say is you got to eat carrots, butternut squash, beef liver, apricots, broccoli, mango, and you need that for vitamin A. Why? Because it helps prevent spots, slows down signs of skin aging. Yeah, beef liver. Increases blood flow to the skin for hydration. Decreases sebum production, which is kind of what makes you have acne and oily skin. And reduces damage due to excessive UV exposure. So yogurt, squash, apricots, broccoli, that kind of thing. Now, if you bring in yogurt and eggs and mushroom and broccoli and oysters and soybeans, that'll give you B2, vitamin B2. And this helps dry and itchy skin, keeps skin moisturized, assists in cellular respiration, and stops certain diseases where you get vitamin deficiency, like pellagra. Oysters, uck. Mushrooms, double uck. Eggs, the yogurt. I'm eating some yogurt, so that's okay. What about for vitamin B3? Eat chicken breast, lean ground beef, tomatoes, eggs, potatoes, and tuna. That I could do, so I'm pretty good on my B3s. That protects against skin cancers, manages symptoms of rosacea, it reduces sebum production to prevent acne, and it allows your skin to look more hydrated. Then, according to the source, vitamin B5, you can get from legumes, mushroom, fish, cheese, eggs, lean pork. Because what does B5 do? It helps unclog pores, helps skin renew, and anti-inflammatory properties. Banana, broccoli, watermelon, white rice, chicken breast, spinach, I eat a lot of that. Vitamin B6 helps treat dry skin, eczema, acne. Soybeans, green peas, cauliflower, almonds, walnuts, and salmon. That gets you B7. B7 is your biotin. That also should help your hair, relieve itchy skin, help with eczema, increases hydration. Now, what about your guava, kiwi, oranges, grapefruit, strawberries, red peppers? Okay, those sound yummy. Those help fight induced damage. Kiwi, strawberries, love that stuff. Reduce the risk of dry skin and production of melatonin. That could then hopefully prevent certain skin cancers. Vitamin D, though, extremely important. And you guys got to get the salmon in, the fortified milk, yogurt, cheese, egg yolks, cod liver oil for vitamin D. Aids in skin cell renewal, rejuvenates your skin, etc. Vitamin C helps prevent against colds. Those are very important. Also protects you. Vitamin C you can get from a lot of things. What about tofu? What does tofu do? Well, they lump tofu, shrimp, avocado, sunflower seeds, almonds, and wheat for vitamin E. Vitamin E also, this is more of a skin thing, talking about the skin. There's a lot of things vitamin E does as an antioxidant. You know there's a vitamin F? Yeah, mayonnaise, walnuts, grapeseed oil, olive oil, salmon, and avocado has vitamin F. That also helps with your skin, prevents acne. So guys, okay, looks like, you know, I think these super nutrients can do a lot more than just the skin, but it's extremely important. You want to look good, you want to look fresh, you want to look sexy. All right, so get to it. Eat good food. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
you'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work. Sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.